Other questions? No? Thank you. Item number 20.
Is a resolution authorizing and directing the interim director of Department of Administrative Services, Division of Employee Benefits, to revise Milwaukee County Employment Health Plan to extend health benefits coverage to domestic partners of eligible active Milwaukee County employees under dependents. This is also being referred to the Committee on Personnel.
I know we had Supervisor Dimitri that's in the audience earlier.
Good morning.
Thank you. We have before us Supervisor Dimitri Abrams as well as Supervisor Ian Biddle. Supervisor Dimitri Abrams.
Okay. Thank you, and thank you for hearing us today. I know it's been kind of a long morning, so we'll keep this short and sweet. But what you have before you is legislation to allow benefits for employees of Milwaukee County who have domestic partners. There's been a lot said about this legislation, but I really hope that you've taken the time to look at it and understand it. It's not the one that was before us a couple years ago. In fact, the fiscal note, unlike a few years ago when we were basically given very misleading information from the Walker administration, we now have a fiscal note that speaks exactly about what we're looking to do, and it's been reviewed by DAS and signed off. I think one other important thing that needs to stand out that's different from the last time is that this is a three-phase process. It won't happen now. It'll hopefully happen in 2012. That would be the effective date, and people would be able to register their domestic partners on the registry at the end of this year and then have open enrollment in November. So the big question was, well, how many people will this affect? Well, the answer is we don't know at this time, but we sure have a lot of great data. We've taken time to look at that data and provide it to you as well. It's in the resolution. Our neighbor, the city of Milwaukee, who's offered this benefit for almost 10 years, has about 3,500 employees, and about 35 people are using this benefit. So it's been well under a 1% cost increase. You know, you've had some people under, some over, and I don't think I have to remind you of this, but this is a benefit that's been offered in both the public sector statewide from Dane County down to the city here, MPS, and even the state of Wisconsin, and many private sector. In fact, as you know, we had a press conference at Aurora St. Luke's, which is the largest private employer in the state of Wisconsin, who proudly hung their hat on the fact that they offer this to their employees. And the last thing that I wanted to note, and you may have seen it, is that I think this is important. How important, well, we're talking about recruitment, and I know Supervisor Biddle will talk about this, but in 2010, Fuel Milwaukee at the MMAC had a group of young professionals. 3,000 of their members conducted a survey, and 52% of those who were surveyed said they were more likely to accept a job offer if they knew that an employer offered domestic partnership benefits. And out of the 10 Fortune 500 companies in southeastern Wisconsin, 60% or 6 offer those same benefits. So we really feel that we're often asked to run this county government like a business, and we're taking a page out of the big business sector's success. And as you saw earlier in your meeting, you don't have to look too far, that recruitment is a big challenge. We've had a lot of people retiring, and we're looking for new talent to keep this institution moving forward, and I think this is what we'll need to do it correctly. So I ask for your support today.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, Supervisor Ian Biddle, Sr. of the 10th District, I'm proudly to stand here with my colleague, Supervisor Dmitrievich, and the other 7 co-sponsors for this resolution. I think that the time for fairness and equality is now. I don't think that you can put a proper price tag or wait for the perfect storm of events to actually do what's right for the workforce and what's right for Milwaukee County. I had the pleasure of being in Health and Human Needs Committee yesterday, where we had folks from BHD talk to us about their inability to recruit psychologists and psychiatrists into the BHD organization, and the fact that the private sector is offering $20,000 to $30,000 to $40,000 more in salaries, that the sweeteners that we used to have and benefits are no longer there because of the draconian measures that the state has taken to slash benefits for our public sector workers, and that we do need new tools to recruit potential talent into the county government. The thing about it is that the more positions that we do not fill in county government, it's our inability to raise revenue in departments where we need to raise revenue. So it's actually counterproductive to not offer a complete set of benefits to potential workers. Like I said, this is something that's important to me because it's important to the people of my district. As I walked my campaign trail, folks from my district wanted this. They talked about this. Some were county workers. And so I came into this working with my colleague to make sure that this has happened. This is about human rights. This is about civil rights. And it's about fairness and equality. And I think that all of our workers deserve health benefits, and so do their children and their significant others. So very proud to be here this morning to talk about this, and hopefully that for folks who do not support, which is everyone's prerogative, that you just don't delay it, that you vote no on the board floor if that's your stance, but don't delay justice, don't delay fairness for all employees. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor West, followed by Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval.
Okay. Supervisor West has moved approval. We have seven individuals who would like to speak on this. I'll call you to the front desk. Please introduce yourself, direct all of your questions to the chair, and you will have 2 minutes to make your statements, okay? Yep. And I have an online stop clock, so we'll be consistent. First person will be Ray Behe.
Mr. Chair, could Julia Kleppen speak ahead of me? She has to leave.
Sure. Okay. Ms. Kleppen, is that how you pronounce your last name?
Thank you. My name is Julia Kleppen, and I'm a resident of Milwaukee County. I have a very simple statement that the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community citizens are expected to follow the same laws, pay the same taxes, do everything as county employees that everybody else is required to do. And I think it's only fair, the matter of equality, which is something our nation is supposedly very proud of, equal justice for all, that we should get the same salaries and same benefits as other people. So I ask you all to consider that. The cost would be quite low. The city, the county, the city, the schools have adopted this measure, and for some time for the city, as have Chicago, Madison, and many other big cities. So I hope you will give it serious consideration as a matter of fairness and equality. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Mr. Behe?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Ray Vahey, and I'm president of Equality Wisconsin Fund and co-president of Equality Wisconsin. I'm here to speak in favor of the resolution to extend current benefits to registered domestic partners. This is a matter of equality, economic justice, and fairness. I'm an old man, and I see the resolution before you through a different prism than most. I remember when men, women, and children died for the right to vote, to drink water, to eat, to go to school, to live a life of equality. I remember when college students, freedom riders, went south to join an African American in the struggle for voting rights. I remember when they were murdered. And the families of the whites were informed of their deaths by the White House. But the mother of the African American learned of her son's death over the television. I remember when immigrants worked for low wages in ketchup and sugar beet factories for 16 hours a day when the crops were at the height of the season, and 4 hours less. I remember when gays lived in hiding and perpetual fear for their jobs and their lives. The financial problems with which you grapple did not come from labor, the middle class, or the poor. They are the result of the unbridled greed of the powerful. Please vote in favor of the resolution. If you will, you'll be proud you did. You will be able to tell your children and your grandchildren that you voted for equality, economic justice, and fairness. You will be able to say that in difficult times, you were on the side of the angels. Thank you.
Thank you. I also want to point out that we have Supervisor Haas in the audience with us.
And Lipscomb.
Oh, and Supervisor Lipscomb. Sorry. next up, Barbara Richards. Okay. Thank you.
Just stand for.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Richards. Next is Lizzie Dalk. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Dalk. Next person is Jacqueline Lindo.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Lindo, and I'm one of the 35 domestic partners that receive health benefits through the City of Milwaukee. I have benefited greatly. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and my partner was able to offer me these benefits because of the city ordinance. Without that, I would be on I'd be on Badger Care maybe if I qualified, right? So this really ensures that you're going to be able to get good employees that are going to be able to take care of their families. If people can take care of their families, there's not going to be stress at work. Life, home life stuff isn't going to get in the way of work. You're going to be able to attract really good employees that are going to want to be a part of an equal community, a community that values every single one of their employees, no matter their sexual orientation or gender identity. So I urge you to vote for offering these benefits to Milwaukee County employees, just as they've been offered to Milwaukee City employees and the MPS employees. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Mina Ali. Ms. Mina Ali. I'll come back. The next, I don't know how the first name is spelled, but Soland, is that the last name? Soland? Okay, is Amina Ali, or it looks like Ms. Soland in the audience? Would you like to speak? No? Okay, thank you very much.
Is there anyone else?
No, that's it. And those are all the cards that we have right now. I'm sorry? Oh, yes. Can you introduce yourself?
I almost said good afternoon. Good morning, Chairman, Supervisors. My name is Emarie Broussard. I'm the Senior Advisor with the County Executive. County Executive ably would like to express his support for this resolution and commend Supervisors Dimitri Avich, Biddle, and the other co-sponsors for championing this resolution. County Executive ably believes that extending health benefit coverage to domestic partners of county employees is simply the right thing to do. It is a matter of fairness and equity, as many of the people who have spoken have said. County Executive ably echoes those sentiments. And in addition, it will make easier the county's job of recruiting and retaining a bright and valuable workforce. As you all heard this morning on various items on your agenda, from the vacancies to the vacancies throughout the county to the issues at the Behavioral Health Division in keeping psychologists and psychiatrists, another tool to help recruit and retain county employees is something that can't be understated in terms of its value. So finally, County Executive Abley just would like to ask for your approval of this resolution and support. Thank you.
Thank you. I also want to point out that we have County Clerk Joe Zarnecki in the audience, and we'd like to add some words as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Joe Zarnecki, County Clerk. Very briefly, I just want to say that I personally support this resolution. And as you know, the County Clerk's Office administers the state domestic partnership declaration program, and would like to just say for you today that if you choose to implement this and have employees register, that is something that my office could handle at certainly no additional cost at all to the county. And again, if there is a cost concern, I think numbers would be relatively small. As you heard earlier, we have been administering the state domestic partnership declaration program in Milwaukee County since 2009, and we've had a total of 313 domestic partnership declarations registered in our office since that time, and that's a relatively small number. So I don't think if this were to be implemented that you'd be looking at a large number of county employees. I'd be happy to answer any questions members of the committee might have.
Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know that committee members, after we come out of closed session, may have some things to say, but at this time, the chair is asking that we adjourn into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, paren 1, paren G, for the purpose of the committee receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted with respect to pending or possible litigation with regard to the following matters. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary, and it is on Resolution 11-449.
Okay. Any discussion?
No? Madam Clerk? On the motion to go into closed session, Supervisor Brewer?
Aye.
Mayo?
Excuse.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0.
Okay. Thank you. Closed session at this time.